You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for us to listen to some new music from Detroit area artists. Our guides, as always, are Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and executive editor Khaled Body. Welcome back to both of you. And Khaled, there's a kind of a theme you've set up for this time around, which is?
Yeah, this time we decided that we would take a look at three women artists that we love and adore.
All right, so we're going to start with a Detroit rapper who's actually moved out of working at a Chrysler plant and is making her mark in the world of hip-hop. Paul, tell us about her.
Yeah, Deja Loaf. She's become, more than a household name in the Detroit area. She's certainly, gone on to do big national things. She signed a major record deal. And so she really hit the scene majorly in with her Self Soul 2014 mixtape and the track Try Me, which, blew up. And there was all kinds of remixes and that kind of thing. She also put out an EP in 2015, and she had a new mixtape in 2016. We're still waiting on her album, Liberated, and she previously released a track called No Fear. But the one we're going to hear today is called Changes. Funny how they said that they wanted back then. Once I got it, girl, child disappeared. How you carry yourself, how you speak within. Anything negative just ain't part of my plan. God chose me, and I'll be goddamn if I let another soul try to will me in. If it was meant to be. That is some really, really great production. I feel kind of like mixing some old school polish with some hip hop. Yeah, the production is by Ricky Reed, and it really sounds like a Just Blaze type production with those rolling drums and those really rich kind of royal brass horn sounds. Yeah, super highly produced and certainly less R&B and more the rap that we're used to hearing.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what led to her break and to getting that recording deal with Columbia.
In 2014, she put out Try Me, and it caught the attention of Drake on Instagram, and he gave it a shout out. And then all of these other artists put out their own unauthorized version. Some of them were authorized, and it became a sleeper hit that summer, and that led to a deal with Columbia. She put out another mixtape. The rest is history.
Boy, it's just a case of when the right person hears your music, and Drake is the right
Drake cosign will get you places.
That's indeed. Over to someone who's a familiar name to Detroit music fans, Anna Birch. And Khaled, tell us why we know her.
Anna Birch should be familiar to anyone who follows local music, especially the indie rock circles. She has been a singer with Frontier Ruckus, the folk rock group, who have made a splash recently. She's been a member of Veiled Flowers. She's one of the co-front people. She's also released a split cassette tape recently with Steph Chura, who put out Messes earlier this year. So she's quite a name in local circles.
And as with groups, but now she's got a solo recording deal?
Right. She just recently signed to Polyvinyl, which is a major indie. Mm-hmm. It's kind of contradiction, but she just got a solo deal with them.
Let's take a listen to this new single, Too Cool to Care, Anna Birch.
Slamming all your drinks, you don't have to think about me. You've got all your friends, used up all their meds, honey. I'll still be okay when you walk my way publicly. But when I get home, I can't be alone, can't you see? You scare me with your indifference.
And you talk about her lo-fi sound. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, lo-fi means low fidelity. It was really popular, especially in the 90s, with bands like Guided by Voices, Sebado. But what she does with this is that she puts a sort of girl group spin on it, especially when the time signature changes at the bridge and then in the chorus, too. It's sweet, it's harmonious, dulcet, sort of chiming guitars, reverb heavy. But then if you listen to the lyrics, it's about pining for someone who's not really going to return those feelings. It's unrequited love, this person couldn't care less for Anna, and yet she's enamored of the person. And that juxtaposition of having these really sweet and wholesome sounds is really interesting.
So we haven't got an album out yet, so waiting for that to drop.
Right. It's coming soon.
All right. And she just wrapped up her latest tour, so we'll have to wait for a chance to see Anna Birch. But not so with our final artist, Rebecca Goldberg. There's a totally different sound from the other two coming from this Detroit-based DJ. Paul, tell us about her.
No doubt. Yeah, very very much so in contrast with Anna Birch. But she's been around for a little while. She's done residences for local clubs. She had a live air performance, like reoccurring performance called Sunday Sessions for WDET 101.9. And she played Movement in 2016. She was at the Opportunity Detroit stage, which was very cool. She had an EP accompaniment last year that came out for a 1902 silent film. A lot of people are probably familiar with it. It's called The Trip to the Moon. And so her EP like lines up with that perfectly. And then another one she released last year was called 313 Acid Queen. It's really just paying tribute to that acid techno sound. Lots of 808s, lots of 909s. And she really does pay homage to a lot of the pioneers of that classic Detroit techno sound, a lot of repetition.
And just explain for those who maybe aren't real familiar, when you talk about 808s and 303s, what does that mean?
Yeah, those are just those are basically just drums, synthetic drums, and those are just really popular sounds that a lot of the pioneers has been using. 808 certainly is something that's appeared in different genres of music. These are used in hip hop and kind of all over the place, drum and bass. But techno really relied on some of these kind of antiquated and very early synthesizer and electronic technology. So 808s, 909s, those are probably the big ones.
Khaled, how out there at the forefront of techno music is Rebecca Goldberg?
I think she's certainly someone who prides herself on that spirit of discovery, which is something that you could trace back to her roots growing up in an era where the internet was in its nascent stages. And so you didn't have streaming services all over the place. So when you found new music, it was, you know, a true discovery. You were stumbling upon things that you heard on terrestrial radio, that someone introduced you to on a mixtape. And that serendipitous sort of feeling of finding something that on a white label, you know, what is that? Where did you find that? It's something that kind of is gone by the wayside because it's everything's available all the time on demand. And I think that spirit is alive in her music. And if you listen to this mix, which is about 32 minutes long, it opens with something that's not four on the floor house. It's not a mechanical techno beat. It's almost leads you to believe it's going to be pure experimentation. And then it goes on for the vast majority of it as pretty standard techno fare, and it's really exciting and interesting. Then it closes with this blast of psychedelic acid rock funk. I just found that to be really exciting because you don't expect that at the end. You kind of expect it to end with this flourish of a climax of techno fare, but it's not.
So that is truly, truly representing Detroit's techno scene. And you can actually catch her in some shows that are coming up this week. I know that Rebecca Goldberg will be playing this Friday at Marble Bar in Detroit, this Saturday at the Necto in Detroit, and then what a great big show on New Year's Eve.
Right.
With Matthew Deer and others at Marble Bar. So people can get in on that and find out more information by going to Detroit Music Magazine.
As always.
As always. You can learn all about today's featured artist and many, many more by going to DetroitMusicMag.com. And as always, our guides for our excursions into Detroit music remain Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and its executive editor, Khaled Bahdy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.